AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. FBI Director Christopher Wray says he plans to resign at the end of President Biden's term in January. Eric Tucker has more.
This was not unexpected, given that President-elect Trump had announced his intention to nominate loyalist Kash Patel to serve as FBI director. What's interesting is he actually was appointed by Trump, but during his tenure, he wound up really drawing the ire of the president-elect, including over investigations that resulted in two indictments against Trump last year.
Palestinian medics say Israeli strikes on Gaza killed at least 33 people today, including children. Israel's military says it tries to avoid harming civilians and accuses militants of hiding among them. Meantime, Sagar Magani has the latest on the war in Ukraine.
The U.S. is warning that Russia might be ready to again use a new lethal missile against Ukraine in coming days. It's called Oreshnik, and Vladimir Putin bragged last month no one else in the world has such a weapon. An intermediate-range ballistic missile, he says, can evade Western air defenses. After last month's launch, a U.S. intelligence assessment now says Russia may use the experimental missile again soon. A U.S. official says the missile's seen more as an attempt at intimidation and not a battlefield game-changer, noting Russia only has a handful of the missiles, which carry a smaller warhead than others regularly launched at Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House has passed an $895 billion defense bill that includes a double-digit pay raise for about half of enlisted service members. It also includes a ban on transgender medical treatment for children of military members. And New York City's police commissioner says the gun found on the suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO matches shell casings found at the crime scene. They've also matched fingerprints with other evidence found near the scene. This is AP News. FIFA has confirmed Saudi Arabia will host the men's 2034 World Cup. It was the only candidate. Karen Chamas has some reaction.
Human rights groups warn FIFA's lack of safeguards around the World Cup will put the lives of migrant workers at risk building stadiums and transport networks. Volker Türk, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, said his organization in Geneva was not directly engaged by FIFA on World Cup issues. But he did add,
what we are involved in, though, is to make sure that indeed, in each and every major sporting event, human rights are part and parcel of the way that sport events are not only conceived but also conducted.
FIFA and Saudi officials say hosting the 2034 tournament can accelerate change, including more freedoms and rights for women. FIFA also will award the 2030 World Cup to Spain, Portugal, and Morocco. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.